3.4, looking for a job, the internet. This, of course, is the number one way to look for a job today. It's also why you need to remember that the phone system is something that is not being used by everybody, in fact, by very few these days. So it's kind of the reverse of how it used to be. You always want to not forget the things that people aren't typically doing, like the phone job, like the phone system. The internet, though, of course, is something you have to do. It's the most productive use of your time. We provide a lot of great websites here on this page. Some are for posting resumes, some are for actually searching for jobs that have been posted. So utilize those. Make notes of them. Keep record of where you've been so you can visit them once a week. They change very frequently. So make sure to start getting organized now. You might even want to think about using the timesheet to just keep track of that. And you can make up a different client or call it admin. Actually, that's what to do. Instead of having a client, just type in admin or all zeros for admin. And that's a real nice way to start utilizing both of those skills, looking for a job and keeping track of your time. Organization is so important for a paralegal. Any little thing you can do to start developing those skills or to honing those skills is really helpful. Now, the other thing I want to mention about the internet, one of the places that gets derided, and rightfully so, is Craigslist. Craigslist is on the bottom of our list here, and that's probably for good reason. But there's not to disparage law firms or anything, but remember, Craigslist is free. Lawyers can advertise on there for free in most cases, and so, or for very inexpensively in the few cases where there are paid postings in Craigslist. So if they put it on, if they can put it on there for free, that means that you might have more options there. It's also interesting that if you look at Craigslist, at the last time that I looked about a week ago, it was still this way, it has been for years, so I don't anticipate it changing. The title for legally relevant jobs are paralegal/legal. That's where they even put lawyers. There are more paralegal postings than receptionist, secretary, and lawyers combined on Craigslist. It's really interesting and really a great place to at least go and look. Now, if you have somebody who doesn't look real reputable or looks like they're, if the posting leads you to something that looks a little fishy, like, oh, trying to get you to send a picture or trying to get you to sign up with a job search agency, that's a scam. You should report it to Craigslist so they can get it off of there. But most of the time, the job postings on there are real. And so it's something to consider, but not at the expense of all the other sites. So use everything that's available to you. In addition, you'll probably be getting job postings from your university here. It's on your LMS, actually. So don't be afraid to use those. One of our biggest problems we have is potential employers calling us back and saying, we posted this or asked this to be posted on your learning management system 2 weeks ago, but nobody called because everybody's scared. They think they're not ready. Trust me, if you're not ready, the firm will let you know that. But some firms love new paralegals, so don't be afraid. Give it a try.